I just want to jump in really quickly to ask a very important favour. We know that most of you who listen to No Bullshit Leadership haven't yet hit the subscribe or follow button on your favourite podcast player. This is how the podcast grows. And even though we've already got a pretty decent global following, we're only scratching the surface of what's possible. We started this podcast over 5 years ago with the lofty ambition of improving the quality of leaders globally. So if you've got any benefit at all from listening to the podcast, I'd ask you to just take a moment, literally a moment, to hit the subscribe or follow button on your favourite player. The world needs more no bullshit leaders, and you can help us to make that happen. Back to the episode.
Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of No Bullshit Leadership. If it was easy to build a diverse organisation, everyone would have done it already. There are a couple of limiting factors that I've learned from experience make this an incredibly difficult pursuit. The first thing is the disadvantage is historical. When you're trying to fix historical anomalies, the people who are already in the senior positions may still have the old school thinking. So you're working against their unconscious biases in the hiring process. We all hire in our own image to some extent. And as Jeffrey J. Fox says, never let weak hiring managers into your organisation, because they'll hire in their own image. If they're weak, they'll hire weaker, because sevens hire fives, and fives hire threes, and yep, threes hire ones. All of a sudden, your capability is gone. It's the same in the context of diversity. We like to hire people that make us feel comfortable in our own skins. So this is a self-perpetuating problem, which requires mass awareness and action in order to change. We can mitigate this a little bit by putting together a diverse selection panel for hiring and promoting. But we have to be careful not to break the accountability model. It's still critical to have a single person accountable for making the final decision. Another barrier is that some industries are, by their nature, more blokey than others. If you just look at the STEM disciplines in universities, these cohorts are weighted heavily towards males. Now, when those graduate pools come out, you might end up with 85% male graduates and 15% female graduates. In those industries, the odds are already stacked against gender diversity right from the start. So you've really got to wonder whether it should even be a goal to shoot for equal representation in those sectors. If females don't want to be there, it doesn't make a lot of sense to force them there. Let's face it, historically, men have held the lion's share of manual labouring jobs. And that might just be okay. One of the cornerstone issues that we have, though, is that many women still have their careers interrupted by starting a family. This is an area where I see massive opportunity. At CS Energy, I said to the executive leaders, "Guys, let's just stop doing dumb shit. Let's stop penalising great women who are just putting their career on pause momentarily to go and start a family. I don't care whether they want to go out of the workforce for 3 months or 3 years. You shouldn't be pushing them away. You're not just hurting them, you're hurting the business when you let good talent go." Let's face it, you can't fabricate a diverse list of candidates at a senior level if they're not there. Now, the obvious answer is to grow from below, because you can't just pluck people to the top and say, "Well, I'm going to take you over this other candidate regardless of your experience and skill." Now, I see it happen all the time with board seats, but you have much less room for error in executive roles. You need to grow diverse talent from the lowest levels of your company. Equality of development and promotion opportunities from the outset. That's what's going to make a difference. For more depth on this insight, listen to episode 11 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast, Pale, Male and Stale. We'll leave a link in the show notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that little extra spark to be a no bullshit leader.